Good afternoon. This is Linda Galash, and you're listening to the February 24th, 2012 edition of Catalyst Radio, the weekly public affairs radio program of Community Media Center focusing on local efforts. CMC's Catalyst Radio brings you interviews with organizations and people working on social change, community support, and media issues. Ladyfest GR is set for Saturday, March 3rd, and to talk about this unique event are two of the event's coordinators. Local musician Jess Kramer has been pulling together the pool of talent for local Ladyfest, and Danny Villela, president of Now Grand Rapids, the beneficiary of the event, is involved with the portion of the event that includes the workshops and panel discussion. We welcome them both to the studio. Today's edition of Catalyst Radio will be talking about an upcoming event called Ladyfest GR, and in the studio with us today are two members of the planning committee. We have Jess Kramer, who is working on booking the talent for the event, as well as Dani Villela. She is part of Now, a beneficiary of the organization, as well as part of the planning committee. Welcome, ladies, to the show. And Jess, I wanted to start with you. Why don't you just describe what this event is? Is this a first ever here for Grand Rapids?
As far as I know, there hasn't been specifically a Ladyfest GR in the past. There were a series of women's shows that the two other people on the planning committee, Sarah Scott and Tammy Vandenberg, organized, but the last one, I think, was 7 years ago. Ladyfest in general is a really fluid title that people use for these types of events showcasing women's talent. And generally benefiting a nonprofit organization. But this Ladyfest GR is our own little local version of it. And I don't even know of any that have happened in Michigan for at least 4 years. So we're really excited to put all of these things together and have a packed day of music and activism and workshops and all kinds of good things.
So tell me, Ladyfest GR is coming up on Saturday the 3rd of March, is that correct?
Yep, it's March 3rd from 4 p.m. until close at Pyramid Scheme, so we're hoping stuff's going to keep going until 1:30 or 2. It's starting out with workshops from 4 to 6. That part of the day is free for everyone.
Describe a little bit of those things. What kinds of workshops will be a part of this event?
We have three different workshops this year. We really wanted to do more, but, you know, working with one day, it gets hard to fit everything that you want into it. We have one workshop that's bike basics and DIY repair that a couple of girls from Ada Bike Shop are coming in and teaching everybody how to fix their bikes. People are more than welcome to bring their bikes into the Pyramid Scheme and do some really practical maintenance on them. The second workshop is it's called The Vagina Unveiled. It's a Planned Parenthood presenter named Rebecca Bannock, who is coming in and doing some, I think we characterize it as adult sex ed, learning a little bit about anatomy and doing some fun arts and crafts projects around that. And then the third part of the workshop is a resource panel with representatives from Now, Planned Parenthood, and some other organizations just talking about issues facing women today, pay equity, reproductive rights, a wide array that people can do kind of a Q&A forum.
Okay, so that is the workshop section of the event. That's the first part of the day. What happens next?
After the workshops wrap up, we're having a variety show from 6:30 to 8:30. Might end up going till 9 because we have a lot of people that we want to showcase. Mm-hmm. But it's a really, really big span of talent. We have B-girls that are going to come in and dance. We have singer-songwriters. We have belly dancing, hula hoops, everything, all female-identified performers, all doing 15-minute slots, and we have a great local comedian, Sarah Jean Anderson, who's going to be emceeing that event, making it go smoothly and entertaining people during the people changing their sets. And
so are all the performers local, or did you open up a little wider than that?
You know, we initially wanted to have headlining acts come in, and what we realized was that it's easier and, I think, in a way, more empowering to see the women coming from our community. So they are all pretty much local. There's one performer who is from Grand Rapids, now lives in L.A., who's performing in the headlining show, who's flying back in for it, but, you know, semi-local in a sense. Otherwise, everybody is from Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, the area.
Okay. So following the variety show, then what is Lady Fest going on to do?
When the variety show wraps up, we're going to have a headlining concert with five bands of all kinds of genres. It's Fiona Dickinson from Kalamazoo will be playing. And then we have The Doctor's Wives, which is a three-piece all-girl punk rock band from Grand Rapids. I'll be playing in that set as well, just under Jess Kramer. And then Nobody's Darlin' is a local bluegrass group that's going to be playing. And then our main headliner is Super Dre, who's collaborating with a rapper named Ironic, who's our artist who's flying in from LA for the event. And they've done some collaboration in the studio before, but as far as I know, have never just performed with the two of them. And we're really excited to see what happens there. We're having this electronic DJ and a hip hop star, like the spirit of collaboration and the one time event where, I don't know, I just, Ironic normally performs in a rap group called Flying Without Wings. It's her and a guy. And we told her about the event and she was really excited, but we were like, hey, it's no guys allowed. Think you can make it happen? She's like, absolutely. So she and Super Dre are going to put together something really awesome.
Excellent. So you bring up a point I was going to ask next. No guys allowed. How far does that go through the whole Lady Fest?
Yeah, we don't want that to be an overarching theme. But when we met up to start planning the event, we all had this idea that, you know, these events come in a lot of different forms. The Lady Fest title in general, as it happens around the world, sometimes allows, like, bands that have mostly guys and a female lead singer to perform, or, you know, in the variety show, there's all kinds of openings for guys to collaborate. But we sat down and we said, we have one day, and if we can make it all female-identified performers to really showcase this idea that girls don't have to be stuck in any certain role, then we want to do it. If we can make that happen, we want to do it. And it actually was a lot easier than we thought it would be. There's a lot of female talent. And not to say that, you know, we don't want to showcase men's talents either, but to have one day where you can see girls fulfilling all roles, where they're fixing bikes, where they're playing the drums, where they're spinning records, rapping, dancing. I'm really excited about it. I think that the people that come are going to be really excited to see all of those roles being filled by women. And any gender is allowed to come to the event. We want people there supporting what's going on. It's definitely not like, you know, no guys allowed. You're going to feel totally hated if you come into the room. That's not the mentality behind the event at all. But as far as performers, we did want to take that opportunity to showcase all women.
Okay. Well, with the people leading the workshops, the panels, the discussions, the variety show, and the headliners, how many acts, how many things do you have going on, different things as far as performers and everything?
So three workshops, between 8 and 9 variety show performers, mm-hmm. and then 5 headlining bands. But then we have artist vendors.
Talk a little bit about that. We didn't get that far as artist vendors.
Yeah, it gets missed a little bit because it's not part of the schedule. But throughout the day, we're going to have, I think it was 3, 4 artist vendors set up, showing up what they do, selling some pieces. And they're going to be set up right in the venue so people that are watching the show can wander around and see what they're making. We also have a photographer who's going to be doing a photo wall where people can, you know, remember that they were at Lady Fest and get some cool pictures online. We're going to have, so Sarah Jean Anderson will be emceeing, so we'll have female comedy. During the headlining show, we have an artist, Georgia Taylor, who's going to be doing live art on next to the stage while all the bands are performing. So there's a lot of different elements to it.
Give a little bit of the view. Is this linear, so to speak, that first there's a workshop, then there's a workshop, or are there different areas at the pyramid scheme where things will be going on simultaneously? Describe a little bit of that day of Lady Fest.
The workshops will be happening one after another just because we want people to have the opportunity to participate in all three. And there's not a ton of space to work with in that back venue. So we're just going to do, I think, 45 minutes for the first, 45 minutes for the second, and half an hour for the third. Most of the day is linear other than these artist venues and the live artist who will be creating alongside of whatever's going on, but we really want everybody to have a little bit of the spotlight when it's their turn and not have too much going on. I mean, obviously it's going to be busy back there with so many things going on, but as far as performers, you're going to have the stage, you're going to have the attention of the people there, and they're going to be appreciating what you're doing.
Okay. Well, just to remind listeners, this is Catalyst Radio on 88.1 FM WYCE. Today we're talking about an event coming up on Saturday the 3rd of March called Ladyfest GR, talking with a couple of the organizers. And next I want to go to you, Danny Villela, because we haven't talked yet about NOW's role in the event. So let's talk a little bit. As president of NOW, you've become involved in this even on the planning level. So what is NOW's role with Ladyfest GR?
Sure. NOW's role is sort of twofold. So I act as the liaison between the two organizations as far as the organization being a beneficiary. And the partnership between Ladyfest and NOW as a beneficiary sort of in my mind plays out that Ladyfest is a celebration of women's talent and women in all roles having to do with art and music and performance. And so, like Jess said earlier, we wanted to make sure that we could showcase women doing anything. I mean, any part of it. I mean, even the things that we sort of traditionally think of as being male roles in performance, really wanted to highlight the fact that not only can women do this, but women are doing it. The tie-in for NOW is that NOW as a women's activist and political organization, that's a really core belief of ours, that women are powerful and women are multi-talented and multifaceted, and that needs to be showcased in its variety. We act as the beneficiary for the event itself, so proceeds after we pay out all of our artists and make sure that they are appreciated for their work, go to the organization so that NOW has the ability to continue doing their political work, gaining women's voice in West Michigan. And then from a planning side, I work on the planning committee and helping put together the workshops and the organizational side of it. So getting people for the resource panel, making sure that local resources and organizations that represent women or provide resources to women are present at the event. And then also helping with promotion and ticket sales and making sure that the NOW board is promoting this event and getting the word out there as just a really cool women-identified event in our community.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to skip over the fact that NOW is the local chapter that we're talking about. I didn't necessarily say that. So the National Organization of Women Grand Rapids is kind of being seen a little bit more again lately. Talk a little bit about where NOW has been here locally.
Sure, absolutely. So the local chapter of NOW, the Grand Rapids chapter, has actually existed on and off since the 70s. It's one of the oldest chapters in Michigan. But it's come and gone, depending on the political climate and sort of the temperature of West Michigan at the time. It was reinvigorated almost 5 years ago by our former president, Ashley Nichols. It's been building since then. And so it's stronger than it's ever been. We've moved way up in membership. We've moved from a 3-person board of, you know, trying to get everybody to a meeting to regular monthly meetings with a 10-person board, various committee chairs, doing fundraising and doing actual activist events. So the last 2 years, we've been increasingly active in the community, focusing on activist and action events that are visible for women, mostly to indicate that there is a progressive feminist voice in West Michigan. A lot of times it gets overlooked or sort of treated as though it's a fringe idea here, we're a conservative community or whatever. And really to point out that we're not. There are a lot of very powerful, very politically active women here, and men, and male feminists as well. And then also the idea that we need to be doing more political work to change the political landscape of West Michigan. And so those have been kind of our two main areas of focus in the last 2 years. So Ladyfest also acts as a great venue for us to build momentum in terms of just visibility and making sure people know that if you want to be a politically active feminist in West Michigan, there's a place for you to go. There's a place for you to be.
So not to assume that everybody is well familiar with NOW in spite of having been around this area for 70 years plus, can you tell a little bit about, in general, NOW and what its focuses typically are, although you did mention two very current ones?
Yeah, absolutely. So NOW is the oldest multi-issue feminist organization in the U.S. National NOW is the national organization for women. There's a national chapter in Washington, D.C. that sort of oversees federal politics. And then there's state chapters. So we have a Michigan NOW here in Michigan. And then there's local chapters. The idea is that it's a grassroots activist organization. And so we try to localize as much as possible. What is going on politically for feminism in West Michigan is very different than what's going on the east side of the state, for instance. And so we really try hard to localize the grassroots aspect of it to make it really relevant for the people that are partaking. The organization itself focuses on, like I said, grassroots activism, politics, and we focus on that on an area of six tenets and what they're called. So multi-issue focus. And those are constitutional equality. So basically the ERA, which is the Equal Rights Amendment, by the way, I use a lot of acronyms. We were big proponents of the ERA back in the day and still are, if that ever eventually happens. We focus on constitutional equality, reproductive justice, economic justice, so dealing with issues like pay equity, ending violence against women and girls, LGBT rights with a specific focus on lesbian rights, and we're one of the only feminist activist organizations out there that specifically focuses on lesbian rights, and then ending racism, period. That's our,
no qualifier to
no
that.
Qualifier. There's no qualifier. So we work really hard to try to highlight all six of those areas, realizing that A, feminism means something different to everyone, and so you come into the feminist movement from very different places, and also that feminism is intersectional. So none of us is solely only female, and that's our whole thing. You know, like, we come into it with all of these broad spectrum of needs and ideas, and so now really tries hard to focus on that variety.
So with being a part of the planning committee, being on the panel, joining with Ladyfest, what do you hope to happen for the local chapter? What is becoming a part of this project going to do for now?
A lot, hopefully. It's actually a two-way street. Obviously, as a beneficiary, Now Benefits, which is a wonderful windfall for us, and we're so excited that we were picked to be the beneficiary of that. But also as a visibility event, specifically in an election year, it's really important that the people attending Ladyfest know that there is political activism taking place in West Michigan, know that they're not alone and that there's a place for their voice. But also, going the other way, Now is just really happy to be able to support and work with this event in general. So regardless of whether or not I was on the planning committee or whether or not we were a beneficiary, Now would be incredibly supportive of any event that was this focused on highlighting women's talent and women's abilities and celebrating the need to see women in this space and the coordination and the simple variety of what is being showcased there. So it kind of goes both ways. They support our mission and we would support theirs. So
how will we see Now's presence at the event? I think you said you're on a panel there, also getting information out to attendees. Talk a little bit about the places Now will be taking part.
Sure, absolutely. So I'll be speaking as one of the panel speakers, and we'll be focusing on, again, the six tenets of Now. And so there'll be an ability to have a Q&A there and people to learn a little bit about the organization. And then Now we'll have a table set up throughout the event that, where people can come and get more information about the organization, information about how to become a member, information on events we have coming up and how they can participate. And so that'll be available all evening.
Are there opportunities for other organizations that will be focusing on women's issues to be getting their information out there? Any other organizations being a part of Ladyfest?
Yeah, we've got in the panel discussion as well as in the Vagina Unveiled workshop that Jess mentioned earlier, Planned Parenthood will be available there. And we will have a to-be-announced panel member working on economics and workplace for women, we're hoping, in West Michigan, and what it's like to be a female entrepreneur. And so they'll have the ability to have information available at the Now table as well.
Okay. Well, just wanted to ask you, with Danny saying this was a two-way street, I wanted to ask a little bit about, with Ladyfest seeking to join with another organization and choosing a beneficiary, how did Now come to the forefront?
Well, we, Tammy, Sarah, and I had gotten together to talk about joining these two ideas. I really wanted to do a Lady Fest. They really wanted to do another women's show. We were like, let's do another women's show and call it Lady Fest. and there was something missing. We wanted it to benefit someone. We didn't want it to be really focused on one issue. And that's the benefit of working with Now, is that it's a broad spectrum. It's activists, it's grassroots. It's, you know, as much as I support Planned Parenthood, I wanted it to be more about the political side of it and just equality and fighting for your rights. Honestly, it came up because we were like, hey, we know Danny. I wonder if she can help us find sponsors. And then we were like, oh, wait, maybe we should donate our money to her organization because they're doing really great things. And we want, that's a partnership that we want to express between our event and what they're doing. And she's been a huge help and the organization's been awesome working with us. So I guess it worked out well when we just wanted help finding sponsors.
Well, this question can go to either of you, but I want to talk a little bit about more of the discussion time, the panel, just a little bit about that part of it, because I think we ran down the music and art end of it pretty well. So either one of you can answer that. Go ahead, Danny.
Sure. So we'll have the two initial sort of DIY workshops, like Jess said, so bike repair and maintenance, and then the Vagina Unveiled workshop, the adult sex ed. And then the panel will focus as sort of a women's resource panel. And the idea behind it is that it will get women from local organizations that either provide services or resources to women in the community, and it will be an opportunity for those attending to talk directly to those organizations.
Are you able to mention more of the organizations, or is that still gathering at
this
point?
It'll be the three right now. So okay. It'll be Planned Parenthood Now and then the To Be Announced. We have someone, I just haven't confirmed with her yet, gotcha. So I don't want to...
We're a few days out. Yeah.
Commit her to something on the air. That
this might
I want
get
her to
the
find
yes.
out on air that she's doing this. And so it'll be a way for each organization will have 5 minutes to sort of give their elevator speech, more or less. So they'll be able to say, this is what we do, the services we provide, the resources we have available. And then it'll be completely opened up for questions. And so the audience will just simply be able to say, this is what I want to know about your organization, or this is what I want to know about an issue. And I'm hoping, honestly, it'll be a good mix of both. So if there's an issue that's come up politically, socially, culturally, whatever, that you think an organization may be working on, we can give you more information about that. If there's an idea or a passion you've had or some gap you see in women's resources in West Michigan, bring that up, let us know. And we can sort of answer to that and hopefully also provide within our areas of specialty referrals as well. So if you ask a question to Planned Parenthood on the panel, they may say, no, we don't do that, but you know what, here's who does. And so it should be a good way for the nonprofit community, which is so vibrant in Grand Rapids, so amazingly vibrant, to directly speak to members of the community, which doesn't happen often unless you're specifically calling them for something you need. There's not a lot of opportunity just for general dialogue. And so that's kind of how I'm hoping that plays out, is just for us to talk to them and them to talk to us.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask, you know, a little bit more specifically about the event and how open to men it is. You were clear that performers are really showcasing the women artists in the area, but are men welcome to say the discussion on adult sex ed and all throughout the programs?
Yeah, absolutely. We're honestly hoping that men will come, and really anyone of any gender shows up. I think we've had the conversation several times about wanting to showcase women and women's talent. But we don't just want to showcase women's talent to other talented women. Talented women know women are talented, right? So the idea is not to have this just be sort of a support group idea of like-minded women. It's supposed to be an opportunity for the community to see everyone and to have that moment in the spotlight and see how amazingly talented and amazingly skilled and amazingly various those skills are. And so, yeah, I mean, please come. Like, anybody is welcome to come and support these artists for sure. See what they can do. They're incredible. And participate in the workshops and be there to ask questions. We definitely want it to remain a safe space, as far as we want the women that are there to be really comfortable with what's going on and the ability to talk and engage. But I don't think that progressively minded men will hurt that at all. So.
Okay. Well, just wanted to ask you a little bit about the selection of the artists and performers. Was there any design on that, as far as maybe trying to tap into a part of the community that isn't typically showcased? Was there any theme or particular purpose there?
I think our main objective was just to make it as diverse as possible. Some of the bands that are playing, some of the performers in the variety show, you can go out any weekend and see them here, but you can't see them next to each other. And that's what I'm really excited about. You know, we have a bluegrass band and a DJ and spoken word and every spectrum of art and creativity represented by all females. And some of the artists, especially the variety show, are people that maybe haven't performed before. That's a section of the night where we're going to be opening up the platform for people that are up and coming, that are trying to figure out how they want to express their creativity. Or maybe just don't normally have a venue in which to do so. And that really is our purpose of it, is we don't want this to be... I definitely have a tendency to book a lot of, like, sad girl keyboard musicians like me, right? And that's why I work with a planning committee, so they can be like, we don't need three of those bands. You should really ask the Doctor's Wives, who are going to play some punk rock for half an hour. Or you should really ask Nobody's Darling, who, you know, have played around the scene for so long, but not at an event like this, because there hasn't been an event like this. And so it's really, I think the strength of this event is bringing all of these things together into one place for one day and just celebrating.
Well, in terms of wrapping up, let's describe that day and how people, where this is located. We know it's a pyramid scheme, but even give more specifics, how you get tickets, what part of it tickets are needed for, the cost, all of that, website, anything you have.
All right. So Pyramid Scheme is located right downtown. I believe it's 63 Commerce, right by Stella's all the good stuff going on downtown. Tickets are available through their website or at the door. Their website, I believe, is pyramidschemebar.com. So you can buy them in advance or just show up. As I said, the workshop portion from 4 to 6 is free and open to anyone. The whole day is open to anyone. It's going to be all ages, which I'm really excited about. We kind of debated, you know, it is a bar. There is some kind of tricky monitoring that's required, but three of the members of the planning committee have children, and we just said, if our kids can come and see women in all of these roles, it will be a successful day. And so it's all ages, all night. Obviously, your kids might not want to stay up until 2, but if you want them to, there's some good bands.
With this being a beneficiary, you can go ahead and mention ticket prices.
Yeah. So the ticket prices, free for workshops. Variety show is going to be $5. The headlining concert is going to be $6, or you can pay $8 and stay for the whole night. So we definitely tried to make it affordable. We want everybody to be able to come. We are going to try and give some tickets away to maybe organizations that have members that aren't going to be able to pay that $8, so that anyone that wants to come and celebrate women can do so.
And any concerns about selling out the number of spaces you have there? Should people get on it getting tickets?
Yeah,
what is
absolutely.
Your capacity?
It's 420 in that back room of Pyramid Scheme.
Okay.
You know, it's going to kind of ebb and flow throughout the day with different things going on, but I'm thinking for the later portion, some of the variety show and the headlining concert, it's going to get pretty packed. So if you want to reserve your space, definitely go onto the Pyramid Scheme's website. They have a really easy system to use, buy your tickets. And
then also this one final thing, is there a website, a Facebook page or something just for general Ladyfest information?
Absolutely. We've been announcing all of our developments, our panelists and artists that have confirmed via a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/LadyfestGR. There's also an event invitation on there with a lot of details of how the day is going to go in case you missed some of this or I was talking too fast. But most of it's on Facebook right now just because this is our first year, but we're hoping to do this every year, some Saturday in March for Women's History Month, and, you know, continue building up our resources and our artists that are involved.
Okay, for Ladyfest GR happening on Saturday, March 3rd, from the Planning Committee, focusing on booking the talent, it's Jess Kramer as well as Dani Villela. She also represents now as the president there and on the Planning Committee. Ladies, thanks for joining me on Catalyst Radio.
Thank you.
Well, my horses, they ain't hungry, and they won't eat your bit further, and I'll feed them on my way.
And the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never sings cuckoo till the fourth day of July. And the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies.
Music featured this week on Catalyst Radio is by local all-female band Nobody's Darlin'. They'll be a featured part of Ladyfest. They're performing the traditional song called The Cuckoo. You have been listening to Catalyst Radio, your local public affairs radio program focusing on media issues and community support. We broadcast weekly. It's Fridays, noon to 12:30 p.m. on Community Media Center's radio station, WYCE. We do archive all of the Catalyst Radio shows. You can find that on our website, grcmc.org/catalystradio. As well, you can go to therapidian.org, where it is also archived and featured. You can also go to grcmc.org to learn about all the different programs and opportunities offered here at Grand Rapids Community Media Center. With audio editing from WYCE's Matt Gerrels, I'm Linda Galash, and this is 88.1 FM WYCE, Wyoming Grand Rapids.